Within the past 100 years, Strawberry Island has gone through a lot of changes.
It used to be a lot larger, extended downstream, probably 3 times the distance that you see right now.
Tom DePriest, a biologist with New York's Department of Environmental Conservation, says the island was impacted by human activity, including mining for gravel used to build the 190. The loss includes what DePriest calls the foundation of the ecosystem, wetlands.
We're trying to rebuild those, essentially, by going out and building protective barriers out of rock that protect the shallow water areas from waves and ice and boats, so that the plants can start growing again.
DePriest says aquatic plants are an important requirement for fish and wildlife.
Whether it's reproduction or a food source, these plants provide all those types of functions out there.
The project's $4.1 million cost is funded by the New York Power Authority's relicensing agreement for the Niagara Power Project. DePriest says Strawberry Island is the last of 4 restorations in the area.
There's a coastal marsh that was restored, 8 acres at Beaver Island State Park. That was NIPA's first major habitat restoration project. Then they moved over to Motor Island, which is a DEC wildlife management area. And then Frog Island was built over the last couple years. And they all kind of work together to create a large ecosystem where these areas drive the fish and wildlife communities for the entire river.
And the river is critical to wildlife well beyond western New York.
It's been designated as an important bird area, a globally important bird area by Audubon.
Tom Kerr, a naturalist with the Buffalo Audubon Society, says at the peak of winter migration, the Niagara River, which doesn't freeze, supports about 30 species of waterfowl.
And they can reach numbers of, on a given day, 100,000 gulls or 100,000 ducks and geese.
Kerr says the river is also back to supporting bald eagles, which nest on Strawberry Island.
It shows that we don't have the problems with pesticides and chemicals coming up the food chain like we used to have that are getting into the fish, into their food supply.
The fish that spawn in the river move out into Lake Erie and help spur the local economy. Erie County Environment and Planning Commissioner Tom Deering says the local walleye fishery is considered one of the best in the country.
Half the walleyes in North America actually reside in Lake Erie, and bass fishing is a tremendous draw to the region as well. And the walleye fishery, bass fishing, these are both types of fish that attract regional and national tourists to the area.
And fishing is big business. According to the latest study by the American Sport Fishing Association, there are more than 1.8 million anglers across New York, and they pump nearly $2.7 billion annually into the state's economy. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.